Hello, welcome back to the Better Fire podcast. My name's Rob Bolton, and I work as Better Fire's client manager. With me are two gentlemen that made their podcasting debuts in episode one, but are both now seasoned podcasting professionals. Firstly, I have with me the owner of Better Fire Protection, Rob Newcomb. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
And also, last but not least, Better Fire's key account manager, Derek Pickup. Hi, Derek.
Yes, hello, Rob.
So, in our first episode, we talked about the fire safety reforms. This episode, we've put the wheels in motion and we're discussing the topic of the annual fire safety statement, in brackets, submission assessment date. My goodness, these titles aren't getting any shorter. And of course, the infamous 90-day time frame. Now, I guess this topic has a few urban myths that come with the wording of 90 days. Before I hand over to Rob, I will quickly read and summarise the legislation as follows. Environmental planning and assessment. Annual fire safety statement. Number one, an annual fire safety statement is a statement issued by, on or behalf of the owner of a building to the effect that each essential fire safety measure specified in the statement has been assessed by an accredited practitioner. Number two, a person must not issue an annual fire safety statement unless the assessment and inspection have been carried out within the previous 3 months. Number three, the owner of the building may choose a person to carry out the assessment or inspection. And also, number four, the person who carries out the assessment referred to in the subsection must inspect and verify the performance of each essential fire safety measure being assessed. Okay, Rob, well, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, but the implications of a 90-day AFSS. Can you separate the fact from the fiction, please?
So we often hear from our clients, and particularly strata managers, that there is a concern about the 90-day window, and that it's just too small a time frame to be able to get the compliance side done, and then the annual fire safety statement issued. I think when you're looking at the actual legislation and the wording of it, it's important to understand there's two dates that are really important. The inspection date, so the actual day that the measures are actually checked, and you know, using 1851, you know, we might be doing certain actions or recording down certain results and just working out whether they're compliant from that point of view. And then you also have this endorsement date. And that's the endorsement date, which is when somebody is then going back through, they're reviewing all of those test results. They're visually looking at the measures out in the field. And then they're, on a particular day, endorsing to say that these measures meet the minimum standard of performance. So it's not the inspection date that needs to be on the statement, it's the endorsing, there's the assessment date that goes on to the statement. So we could technically do the inspection 3, 4 months, 5 months even before the annual fire safety statement. So you could get all of that out of the way and then just come in and do the endorsing at a later date, 90 days before the AFSS is due. So that gives you a bit more time. However, it's not that convenient for the client to have to grant access to two different people on two different days. So we would our preference is always to try to have the inspector and the endorser there at the same time. And most of the time, we actually make sure our inspectors are accredited to endorse as well, so they can provide perform both functions.
And the 90-day timeline, Derek, how logistically does that work out?
Let's break it down, and I'm going to use averages here. In a 90-day period, we have approximately 12 weeks. Within that 12 weeks, we've got approximately 60 business days. That would mean we have lost 30 days, or one-third of the 90-day period already. Now, I'd like to run a hypothetical here so I can build in some realistic time frames. So if Better Fire Protection do your annual fire safety inspection, and we identify some defects that need rectifying. Our aim is to get you the defect quote within 48 hours. Look, it's not always possible on some occasions, but it is our aim, and we may even surprise you with the same day. But for today, I'm going to be working with 24 hours or one day. To help me piece this together, I'm going to write a bit of a Q&A.
Okay.
So, Rob, question one. What is the average time it takes for a defect quote to be approved?
Currently, we're running at 7 days.
Question two. What is the industry standard minimum period required to send access letters?
Oh, gee, I didn't know this was going to be a quiz. It's currently 2 weeks or 10 business days.
Can you see where I'm going here?
Yeah, it's adding up.
We've got 1 day to get the quote out, 7 days to get approval, 10 days to arrange access. This is a staggering 18 business days before we get back to site. We take away the 18 business days that it takes to get access to the site. We're left with 42 business days. If you have to attend on a third occasion, you drop down to 24 business days. If there's a fourth attendance, you drop down to 6. Now, the third and fourth attendance is not always required, but there are occasions where it is.
That's a fair amount of time.
Now, let's throw in a red herring. Let's say the defect quote takes 2 to 3 weeks or even 4 weeks for approval. What about a public holiday, Easter long weekend, or Christmas holidays? Not to mention supply chain delays for repair products, which are a real thing and do happen. Honestly, 90 days is not that long.
And I guess this is a perfect time to say, when it comes to contractors, Betterfire has a dedicated manager whose sole purpose is to establish relationships with our contractors so we can work more efficiently, more punctually, in order to help our clients obtain their annual fire safety statements on time. And Rob, occasionally there are delays in the process. What can metaphorically add fuel to the fire regards a delay?
Yeah, well, I think we should probably make a rule with these podcasts that we only have one fire pun per podcast. And you just used up your pun.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
So, yeah, just leading back to what Derek was saying as well, that I think it's certainly very easy for the 90-day time to slip away. And I think that's the biggest delay we end up seeing is the maintenance proposal, or the defect quotes being approved.
Yeah.
And understandably so, obviously they need to go back to, in some cases, a strata manager, or need to go to a committee. Yes. There's usually multiple people need to look at it, approve the works, you know, be reassured that's the right price, that the works need to be done. So it takes a bit of time to get the wheels to turn in those areas. So that's probably where we see the biggest delays. But I would add also that I know that, you know, as Derek mentioned in his example, we're also, from listening to our clients as well, there is a general concern that 90 days isn't long enough to get this maintenance done. But I would say that we are talking about essential fire safety measures. You know, really these things shouldn't have defects on them at all. You know, a fire doesn't operate on a 90-day window. I would sort of advise caution if we were going to be looking at saying, well, let's make it longer. I mean, if anything, I think we need to try to work out what the problems are, make the improvements necessary so that we can get the compliance done within 90 days, if not sooner. So I know that's, you know, it seems hard to do, but I think, you know, it's what we need to do. And I think if we were to push it past 90 days and give a longer window, we'd just be talking about 120 days and, you know, we'd just be adding extra time to that.
Yes.
I think, you know, sometimes people need a bit of a time pressure to get this stuff done because it is, you know, people's lives we're talking about.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Rob, anything else you'd like to add?
I think one of the other areas maybe just to talk about in terms of how we get around this problem, we also can do packages that include repair work as well. So we make an estimate of what we think might fail over the course of a year, and then we can build that into a flat price. So in the long run, obviously that means that there's less quotes to be sent to get approval, so it simplifies the process for everybody. So that is certainly something we can look at for on each property. So just let us know if there's something that would interest you.
And Derek, with your role encompassing the day-to-day necessities of our clients' needs for their annual fire safety statements, What tips could you give them?
Well, there are a couple of pointers I can make mention of. First one would be ensuring that all occupants of a strata block are aware of the annual fire safety inspection. This can also be assisted by a proactive committee member doing a door knock or slipping a notice under the unit doors, and potentially targeting those units that are repeat offenders per se. The other factor would be turning quote approvals around as quick as possible. Now, we do assist in that process by breaking them down into smaller chunks. So if there's any units or any re-inspections that need to occur, I tend to put them into one particular quote so that can get turned around very quickly while you consider defect repairs. But at the end of the day, with a defect repair, we've still got to gain access to a unit. So the quicker that gets turned around, the better. You can also use the online quote approval process where it will come give us a notification in our inbox, which speeds up that process as well.
Okay, I think that's it. We hope you found this episode informative and not too long. Please share with your colleagues, and any questions, by all means, reach out to us in the description to this pod. You can also click on the Better Fire blog link to gain more useful information on fire compliance narratives. Until next time, from Better Fire Protection, goodbye.